looking at the latest weather maps. The storm system that brought the heavy rain over the past couple days will shift off to the northeast today. Gusty west winds will linger behind the system as a strong pressure gradient remains in place. Dry and seasonable conditions can be expected today through Sunday, then a chance of light rain will return Sunday night. The first half of next week will be dry and mild, with rain chances returning Wednesday night and lingering through the end of the week. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Evansville Tri-State area. Rest of today, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear until midnight, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of rain until midnight, then a chance of rain after midnight. Lows in the mid-40s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Monday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of rain after midnight. Lows around 40. Chance of rain 20%. Tuesday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain. Highs in the lower 50s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy until midnight, then becoming mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday, sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 30s. Thursday, mostly sunny. A slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 20%. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain until midnight, then rain likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-50s. Chance of rain 60%. Friday, rain likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Breezy with highs around 70. Chance of rain 70%. Again, the forecast for the Evansville Tri-State area for the rest of today, partly sunny. Highs in the mid-50s. West winds 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30 miles an hour. The flood warning continues on the Ohio River at Newberg Dam from late Sunday night to Saturday, April 1st. Minor flooding is forecast. At 11 a.m. Saturday, the stage was 28.4 feet. Flood stage is 38.0 feet. The river is expected to rise above flood stage late Sunday evening to a crest of 41.1 feet early Thursday morning. It will then fall below flood stage Saturday, April 1st. The flood warning continues on the Ohio River at Mount Vernon from Tuesday morning to late Saturday, April 1st. Minor flooding is forecast. At 6 a.m. Saturday, the stage was 24.5 feet. Flood stage is 35.0 feet. The river is expected to rise above flood stage Tuesday morning to a crest of 36.9 feet Thursday evening. It will then fall below flood stage Saturday, April 1st. The flood warning continues on the Ohio River at J.T. Myers Dam from Monday afternoon to Sunday, April 2nd. Minor flooding is forecast. At 11 a.m. Saturday, the stage was 25.1 feet. Flood stage is 37.0 feet. The river is expected to rise above flood stage Monday afternoon to a crest of 40.4 feet Thursday morning. It will then fall below flood stage Sunday, April 2nd. The flood warning continues on the Ohio River at Shawneetown from Monday evening to Monday, April 3rd. Minor flooding is forecast. At 11:30 a.m. Saturday, the stage was 24.2 feet. Flood stage is 33.0 feet. The river is expected to rise above flood stage Monday evening to a crest of 38.3 feet Friday morning. It will then fall below flood stage Monday, April 3rd. Here are the 2 p.m. observations for the Evansville tri-state region. At Evansville, under partly sunny skies, it was 53 degrees, dew point was 40, the relative humidity 61%. Wind was west at 13 miles an hour, gusting to 24. The pressure was 29.84 inches and rising. At Carmine, under partly sunny skies, it was 55 degrees, dew point was 41, the relative humidity 58%. Wind was southwest at 14 miles an hour. At Henderson, under cloudy skies, it was 55 degrees, dew point 42, the relative humidity was 61%. Wind was west at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 25. And now, some additional observations. At Lawrenceville, Vincennes, under partly sunny skies, it was 51 degrees. The wind was west at 20 miles an hour, gusting to 28. At Owensboro, under partly sunny skies, it was 56 degrees. The wind was west at 22 miles an hour. At Harrisburg, it was mostly sunny. Temperature was 55 degrees. The wind was calm. At Huntingburg, it was cloudy. Temperature was 52 degrees. The wind was west at 16 miles an hour. Elsewhere around the region, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 55 at St. Louis, 57 at Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 62 at Hopkinsville, Fort Campbell, and 66 at Bowling Green. At Louisville, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 58. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 42 at Indianapolis, and 43 at Champaign-Urbana. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of southern Illinois, southwest Indiana, western Kentucky, and southeast Missouri. Day 1, this afternoon and tonight, minor to moderate flooding will continue and slash or develop along many area rivers. Refer to the latest flood warnings for details. Days 2 through 7, Sunday through Friday, minor to moderate river flooding will continue and slash or develop through the week. Refer to the latest flood warnings for details. There is a chance for thunderstorms Thursday through Friday. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed. This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KIG 76, near Evansville, Indiana, serving the tri-state region on a frequency of 162.550 MHz. This station transmits from the tower facilities of WBGW 101.5 FM. The broadcast originates at NOAA's National Weather Service Forecast Office in Paducah, Kentucky.